this is TA calling from Mount Everest Base Camp at approximately 5,200, we're guessing, something like that, meters above sea level. And we traveled here today from Lobaché, about close to 4.5 or so hours of walking. We walked up to Gorupchep along the moraine beside the Khumbu Glacier, and then sort of even closer to the glacier as we came from Gorupchep here to base camp. And we were welcomed by our Sherpa crew, and I wanted to give them a big shout out. We have an awesome camp. We're at the upper end of the base camp, so close to the route that you start the icefall in. And they've made us a wonderful, comfy camp. We have awesome tents, and I'll take you through a tour of my tent at some point once I get it all decked out. I've just sort of unpacked my duffels, and there's stuff everywhere at this moment, but I wanted to call in this update. And so, yes, a shout-out to them. And Ms., I'm going to say Fapkawi's class, the grade twos, we're going to have an Earth Day cleanup, but it snowed in St. John's, so they asked, was there any garbage on the mountain? And I think that's a common perception. In the past, like 20 years ago, there was less of an ethic of clean climbing. And so in the past, there was garbage left on the mountain. Now each expedition posts an $11,000 garbage bond that they don't get back unless they can prove what they did with their garbage. So our human waste is taken down to where it can be composted. We have to account for all of our oxygen cylinders, all of the waste we bring in, we bring out. Everest Base Camp is made every season. Nothing stays here during the off season, so all the garbage gets taken out. There's also been a program over the last many years paying Sherpas who are on the mountain to carry old garbage off the mountain, so they get bring down old oxygen stuff by expeditions decades ago. There's warming some old garbage that would have been buried by snow for the last couple of decades, and so that is now emerging, and as teams can do it, they are removing that from the mountain. So there's much less than there ever has been, and teams now can try to do their best not to contribute to any more, and teams try to continue to clean it up. as you can hear in my voice, we've just moved from 4,900 meters to 52, and a lot of us are feeling the effects, especially me. I moved pretty slowly today, and tomorrow's rest day brings some catch-up time. We moved from 5,200 meters, so my body needs to catch up a little bit, but I'm doing what I need to do, i.e. I'm breathing and I'm hydrating, and I'm hoping for my race to be part of the course. That's what happens when you move to a new elevation. And I've had a beautiful, amazing view of the icefall and of Nuptse and some of the amazing blue ice on Nuptse. So thank you for the beauty of friends and not on how lousy I feel at the moment. Happy Sunday to all. Have a great day. And if I can get my new, amazing, extreme, I'll try to send some pictures from the walk-in today. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.